that I'm going to speak about is going to be Imam Hussein's aim and the events that preceded Karbala. Imam Hussein alayhi salam lived out his final hours deprived of water, listening to the cries of hungry children. He died taking in the grief and sorrow of all of his dead companions, with the scorching hot sun beating down on him. He died charging into a field filled with enemies of the Ahlul Bayt. Most were neither Muslim, most were neither friends or friends of the Imam. Through this, so many questions arise in our minds. Like, why did the Imam do it? Why didn't he choose Karbala to fight him? Why didn't he ask for help? And most importantly, why and how was the battle victorious if it resulted in the death of our third Imam? To answer all these questions, we must first know the events leading to Karbala and the main people who fought in the Battle of Karbala. Muawiyah, who was Yazid's father, had built a great empire for Yazid to control. It was filled with citizens who would help Yazid at any cost, armies, munafiqs, and a spy network. The Imam, alayhi salam, was going to do Hajj. Through this spy network, Yazid planned on assassinating the Imam through Hajj. Why did he want to do this? Because the Imam refused to endorse him, to give bayat to him. Yazid even sent a letter to the Imam, asking him to officially endorse him. But the Imam refused. So Yazid decided to assassinate him. When Imam found out, he feared for his life, but he feared for Islam more. Even then, he got letters from Kufa to come to Kufa, from the citizens of Kufa. He planned to go to Kufa and preach Islam there. So he did. The Imam never reached Kufa. The Imam sent Hazrat Muslim bin Aqil, who was his cousin, as an ambassador to Kufa on his behalf to make preparations for him when he arrived. Although his initial letters were good, Yazid soon found out about Hazrat Muslim's operation and decided to put a new governor Ubayd bin Ziyad, in charge of Kufa. He found Muslim and assassinated and killed him ruthlessly and his two children. Kufa went from being with the Imam to against the Imam, all because of the fear of Yazid for Imam Hussein. The Imam never reached Kufa. Instead, he was halted by Hur al-Riyah. The Imam, being peaceful and understanding, decided to turn back to Mecca. Yazid also learned of this. He told his generals to stop him wherever they could, and they did. This place happened to be Karbala. Karbala, like most of the Middle East, was a desert. It was a dry, hot, and barren place. Few things lived there. It had one river, the River Furat. And this, the Imam's only water supply, was cut off by Yazid's army. For 8 days, the Imam sought for peaceful revenge to the conflict. He received none. And on the 9th day, Yazid's army came to fight the Imam and kill him. The Imam asked for one more day, one more night, so that he could pray to Allah. This was granted. On the 9th night, he told all of his followers to gather around the tent. He told them they could leave, all of them, if they wanted. None left. He did this so that no one other than him would lose their lives. Brothers and sisters, we all know what happens next. Hur al-Riyah goes from being with Yazid to Imam Hussein, becomes his follower. 72 great sacrifices for our holy religion, Islam, were made, maybe more. When everyone is killed except for Imam Hussein, he makes his famous last call. Hal min nasib yasanna. Then the Imam brings Ali Asghar to the battlefield. The Imam asks his enemies for water for his dying child, Ali Asghar. When they see this, the enemies of the Imam, they cry tears for his dying child, a 6-month-old. Who is deprived of water, who is going to die. Umar bin Saad sees this. He calls for an archer to murder to murder Ali Asghar. This is John Doe. He's killed. In the end, Imam Hussein is also killed. His head was cut off by Shimr. The only male left in the camp of Imam Hussein was the new Imam, Imam Zainul Abidin. After some years, the women and children were released. They told the Muslim public of the atrocities committed against them and Islam by Yazid and his army. The public's view of Yazid started to change. And although Hazrat Mukhtar bin Ubay killed him and did jihad against him, he also destroyed his empire. Today, Karbala stands as an example of how we must all act. It does not mean we should kill innocents if we disagree, but it means we should all strive to do well. And in doing that, we may banish the evil. We should always help others and do amr bil maruf and nahi an munkar, spreading of good and forbidding of bad, just as mentioned in Quran, Surah 3, Ayah 110, and just as the Imam did. I hope in this I have answered some of the questions that I stated at the start of our speech. May Allah grant us all the strength and courage to follow in the Imam's footsteps. Thank you.